welcome to the fourth episode of Women Making an Impact. Today we are here with Shauna Janneau. Hey, Shauna.
Eureka.
Shauna.
Hey.
Hey. So, I've known you, I don't know how many years now, I've lost count.
Mm-hmm.
My welcome party to Brooklyn when I first moved to Brooklyn from Queens. So today we're going to talk a little bit about your journey. You know, what are some things you experienced so far in life, some obstacles you faced, you know, what are your achievements, and then one teachable moment that you would like to share with the group.
Okay, cool.
So
I hope everybody finds my journey, teachable moments, obstacles, you know, as words of wisdom, because I'm still learning.
I hope so too. So let's jump right in.
All right, cool.
Tell us a little bit about your life so far.
My life so far, I could define it as a roller coaster. You know what I mean? There's some exciting points, there's some low points, but at the end of the day, I'm still here. You know, every day I count my day as a learning journey. You know, from being unemployed and being an entrepreneur and finding the right position that can enhance my skills, my career growth, and everything. It's a roller coaster, and I'm just on there with the ride.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about some of those valleys and peaks that you experienced on a roller coaster. I think that's a great analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we said, like typically when we interact with people or people see us, they tend to only look at the highlights, you know, what are the high points in our lives. But tell us a little bit more about, you know, going back and forth on that roller coaster. How has it impacted you? And just thinking a little bit more about that.
Okay, so, you know, when I got on the ride, which is, you know, attending college and finishing at a great GPA, and, you know, the next thing is like finding a job or finding an internship. Those were, you know, a couple of my peaks, you know, and that's when you want to know what the world is about. And then interning, and then I interned at Design Hotels, and my boss at the time was super cool. You know, that's when I learned a lot about marketing and branding and PR and the hospitality industry. And then during that time, you know, I was interning at MTV, and because I wanted to learn about the entertainment business. And those were my peaks, the beginning of my peaks. And, you know, some low points came from like looking for the job. And I'm from a Caribbean background, so, you know, like, the structure is like finish college, get a job, and, you know, get that 401k. And, you know, and during those times, that's when it was like so difficult, because it's like you want to make your parents proud, just getting a job and doing this. But, you know, it was like some low moments, because it's like, okay, why I'm not getting a job? Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? Like, am I presenting well? Like, what was going on? And I started to take these low points as an opportunity to just discover more. So this is when I started to like network, you know, to different events. And, you know, around that time, I think that's when I met you, and then like meeting other people. And I just started like freelancing and then working, doing different things, and then just connecting, you know, connecting with different people from all walks of life, from all different industries, because at the time I didn't have a job. So it's like, what else left for me to do? You know, just network, meet people. And, you know, I was told that the best way to get an opportunity is through connecting people. It's not the day-to-day, you know, submitting your resume. It's the people that you meet at networking events and connecting with them. So those were my lows. And then it went to my peaks of networking. And then, you know, getting a job. I ended up having a job, multiple jobs, because, you know, I couldn't find a permanent job. So I started, like, you know, going to a temp agency and working in multiple industries, which is great because it enhanced my skills. So those were like my highs, you know, getting a job. And then my lows came back again when, you know, that budget is cut and you're the first one to go, you know. And then through those moments, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm always networking. I'm always giving advice. You know, let me start consulting. Let me start doing things on the side. And I'm always connecting people to one another and doing projects. That's when the entrepreneurship came in. So that was like end up being one of my highs. And even till now, like I still have my highs and lows. You know, one of my lows was, I would say, getting into NYU, like without, you know, taking a damn test, you know, and then I had to be dismissed because my GPA fell like 1 point, not 1 point, 0.1, you know, and that was my low moment because I'm like, damn, was I smart enough? Was I good enough? Like, why didn't you give me a chance? Or, you know, and I just took that journey. I was like, you know what? Let me go back into the lab and figure things out, keep talking, keep networking, keep working contract jobs, keep meeting new people. And then I remembered, you know, sharing like one of my dreams to go to grad school. And then I think you shared it with your sister. And then your sister told me about like this cool program. And then it took 7 years. Like I left NYU in 2007 and I got into the next program at City College 7 years later. So, you know, like, and I'm a spiritual person. So, you know, seven is like a good number. Mm-hmm. So
divine number
and perfection and et cetera, depending on what your faith is. And I got into the school that I wanted in 2014. So that was like my high. And it was a program fit for me, designed for me, you know, met some dope ass people and learned a lot. It was a combination of branding and communication and integrated stuff. So like my career, entrepreneurship and networking and that program was all combined in one. So like those were like my high moments, you know, and I appreciate my lows. You know, I do. I think we should appreciate our lows because our lows make us stronger and make us tougher. You know, it makes us, you know, keep fighting for more.
Resilience.
You know,
that's the word I think of.
Yeah. And I'm not sitting here and saying like the lows kept me strong all the time. The lows got me to a depression point too, because it's like, fuck, like, you see everybody around you moving and shaking and you're like, what the hell is going on? And people look at me like, oh shit, she got it going on. Well, I'm a hot mess too, you know? So I appreciate my roller coaster ride, you know, like my pops always tell me, like, not every flower bloom at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he always instilled that with me, always giving me that guidance. Like, you know, every flower is going to bloom. And my flower is still blooming, you know, it's still blooming and I appreciate those moments. And, you know, after grad school, that was, you know, really great. And, you know, I worked at Interscope for like 3 years in PR, which was interesting. I must say it was interesting. And I got that opportunity through a cool people of mine. I think her name Anastasia. Oh, yeah, Anastasia. And been there for about 3 years and then was let go. And then throughout my journey personally, like my parents always told me about culture in Haiti and et cetera, et cetera. And that's where culture and my roots and learning more and everything. And then my pops was always telling me stories and history and, you know, everything from food, culture and music. And then I got an opportunity to like work for the government in Haiti for about 3 months. That was during the summer, and that was like extremely a high point because it's like a governmental position and is back home and I don't need to speak English and, you know, I'm connecting with people. I'm learning the different side of my parents' country differently. So those were like extremely good highs. And I learned a lot about myself while I was there. You know, I learned a lot about like who I am, what I am, what I want to do. And, you know, throughout those journeys, even to now, like learning more about culture and everything. So where I am now, you know, I'm still like freelancing, like contract and, you know, seeking the right opportunities, you know, that fits for me. Because, you know, I believe like just because the job looks good, but that doesn't mean that is the right fit for you. And I'm content. You know, I'm content and I'm taking everything in and, you know, I'm still on that ride. The ride never ends.
Yes. I think that goes for everybody. I don't think there's a straight line to any destination that we're going to be on throughout life. So it's always going to be ups and downs, peaks and valleys. You touched on some things, you know, talking about your journey that I think a lot of us have been through. I think we graduated from college during a time where there was a lot going on mm-hmm. in the world financially. You know, you have the Lehman Brothers incident. Mm-hmm. The real estate bubble popped. Mm-hmm. A lot of job opportunities were no longer available. So it was kind of like, all right, I have to get in where I fit in. We were on the funplayment journey
together for a while.
We were out networking, going to different events. We were even in industries that we weren't even a part of, meeting people, connecting with people, some that we're still cool with to this day. And I think it's all a part of the journey to where we're at now that helped mold us to where, you know, who we are. And like you said, understanding more about yourself.
Definitely.
So tell me a little bit more about some of your achievements. You've done a lot. You haven't touched on it. You know, you started your own media company, La Pearl. Interviewed a few dope people. You had your own marketing agency, PR agency in the past.
Those were those moments I stated previously about discovering entrepreneurship. Like, I met my business partner, who's also my friend, Mel in NYU. She had the same situation as I. She left a semester before me, and we always remained in contact even now. And like, she always had side projects, I always had side projects, and we always like bouncing ideas off of each other. And she was like, yo, how about we connect? So that was like a first business that I had. And, you know, I think it lasted for a year and some change. And that first business taught me a lot about business, about invoice, about a lot of different things that I didn't even know about, you know, because I was just like ready to start a business, mm-hmm. you know, things like doing a DBA and contracts and all this stuff. And, you know, the business had to close. But at the end of the day, like, her and I learned a lot. You know, we learned a lot as individuals. We learned a lot as partners. And it was great to get a different perspective of having a business partner. And, you know, that was a great moment. You know, like, I think we had a client in Long Island City or something like that. Like, I think it was like a medical center or something like that. I don't remember. But, you know, we did a lot. We did a lot, and we learned a lot. And even though the company had to fold, it was a decision from both of us. And it wasn't easy. Clients wasn't easy. But you know what? We tried. You know what I mean? We tried. That's the only thing we could do, is just try and take that lesson from that business and apply it to whether it's our career, whether it's our, in, you know, as individual, as whatever we're going to do, you know. But it was a cool ride. You know, I learned a lot, you know, made friends. I don't want to say lost friends, stopped talking to people. You know, not me talking, but they stopped talking. But you know what? It's okay. I don't have no grudge in my heart about these things. You know what I mean? It's just a journey. It is what it is. But that was like a cool ride. And then later on, like, connecting with different people, like-minded, who's into culture and Haiti and wanted to change their perception. And I met like some cool chicks. Prior to like Stephanie, Dondi, Kelly, and we all had the same thing in mind, called La Pearl. And it was interesting. And, you know, you was involved as well as a consultant, I can say. And then, we had like Techie as well for photography. And that journey was pretty cool. It was pretty, pretty cool. You know, like being around folks who appreciate your culture, like yourself, but also like other people who's from the same culture, same background, and who wanted to see a different change in Haiti. And the business side of it was definitely interesting. There's things that I didn't know. There's things that we could have done better. There's, you know, whether it's as a team or as individual, but it was a learning journey. You know, like, we all brought different flavors to the idea. You know, that company folded as well, you know. And was I mad? Yeah. You know, who wouldn't be mad if your own company as a project that you wanted to do folded? But it's okay. It's okay. You learned a lot. You know, I learned a lot from each of these women and yourself, and then also as Techie. And we interviewed like some dope people. We connected with a lot of dope people. And, you know, it shows that, you know, for me, you can definitely start a business anytime, any place. You know, no ideas is not useless. Every idea is worth something, you know. And it was a great journey. It was a great journey. And I learned a lot about myself. While we was doing La Pearl, you know, I was in Haiti at the time, and, you know, to kind of take the jewels that I learned back there and then apply it to like my team, it was really interesting. You know, like I knew when I went out there, you know, handling my own thing, I knew I had to like, you know, bring some gems back for my team, you know, 'cause I'm a team player. I'm all about collaboration. I'm all about sharing resources. You know what I mean? Like, I don't believe of holding something for myself where I know it could benefit like somebody else, you know. And that, you know, that journey had to end, which is fine. It's a great experience. Like, it showed for me that, you know, I can still do it. I can still open a business. I can still, you know, take the tools from the previous company and this one and apply it to something else, which I'm working on right now.
Great segue, because I was going to ask you to tell the people a little bit about what you're working on now. You really have a knack for viewing culture, travel, food from a different lens. I think it's kind of the It's kind of like anti what everyone else is doing. It's not, you know, kind of making it like this fancy over glorified thing, but really getting into the deepness of culture. When you go places, really experiencing it. I feel like whenever we travel, we're always like, okay, we're going to where everyone else goes. We're not staying on the resort. We're trying to see what people are doing every day in their everyday lives. What are they eating? Where are they going to hang out? Where are they partying? All those different types of things.
I think, you know, the root of that venture that I'm starting started from home. You know what I mean? Like, my parents always talk to me about culture of Haiti and food and everything, spirituality, anything you can think of, like what kind of teas would help for that tummy ache or your menstrual cycle, or if a guy needs to get his soldiers, you know, up and running in a woman's uterus, you know. So, and music and food, and, you know, that always stemmed from home. And then that started to evolve when, you know, I started meeting people from different backgrounds, whether, you know, you're from here or you're from Honduras or you're from Korea, you know. And I always wanted to learn more about like that person's culture, like what foods they're eating, what teas they're drinking. And you know, and also I'm a foodie, so like, you know, I'm always taking pictures of food and exploring different foods. And And all those combinations end up starting something called the Global Taste, because, you know, food plays a part of society, culture plays a part of the person, and travel, you know, is exploration. And, you know, taking the seeds from like my parents of learning about culture and then watching like Anthony Bourdain and a couple of other cool travel shows and food shows, you know, was like my inspiration, especially Anthony Bourdain. I wish I met him, but, you know, he's a storytelling type of guy, and that's something that I wanted to do, you know, and that's where we are now.
Great. So, out of all the things you've done, what would you say is your greatest achievement so far?
Oh, man. Does it have to be one?
It doesn't have to be one.
My greatest achievement, I think, is it personal or professional?
Whatever you're willing to share.
I think one of my greatest achievement is definitely learning. And also like using failure as a way to continue to do new things, like the Global Taste. You know what I mean? And the reason why is because, like, I had a blog before, you know, Love Shauna J, and I had one of my friends, like, at the time, I think he was exploring graphic design, did my logo, and then I forgot who did my set at the time. Sorry. But, you know, and I was always writing about food. And then, you know, always writing about food and wanting to learn the people behind the scenes. You know what I mean? I think we need to shed a light on, like, the chef, the busboys, you know, the creation of meals. And then the formation of the global taste stems from that. So there's a lot of ingredients that cause global taste to be born. So that is like one of my greatest achievements of taking things in the past that didn't work or, you know, work, and then still continuing to start something.
Great. So to close things out today, if you have one thing that you could share with everyone from your life's journey as a teachable moment, what would it be?
Wait, repeat that again.
If you had one thing to share, mm-hmm. mantra, learning lesson, teachable moment, what would it be?
My mantra would be keep going. You know, keep going. Keep going. I would say, like, you know, you may stumble, but just remember you're not going to fall. And even if you fall, you're going to keep moving. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to be mad. But also wake up the next day and say, like, you know what? I'm thankful. Let's keep going. Just keep going. That was like, that is one of my mantras that was always shared to me by my godmother. Keep going. Anytime I'm doing something, you know, whether it's work, whether it's entrepreneurship, or whether it's working out, she always said, keep going, keep going. You know what I mean? So that's like my mantra. Keep going, keep dreaming, keep living, keep laughing, keep loving, and just keep going, because the roller coaster is never going to end. You know what I mean? You're going to have the highs, you're going to have the lows. But the question is, it's like, how do you take those lows and be stronger and conquer more, you know?
Great. And I think in the spirit of Nip, you know, kind of the same story, like that marathon continues.
Yeah.
It's not a relay race. Just keep going. You'll make it to the destination. You'll make it to the end.
Yeah, definitely. And also, too, like, you know, you don't need to look at everybody else and trying to do the same thing. Just do things that works for you. Just like me and you always talked about, is do things that works for you. Because I'm sure, like, what I'm doing, there's other companies that's doing the same thing. You know, you got the bigger media heads like, you know, Bon Appetit and Condé Nast and Taste Made. You know, they're all doing similar things. But you know what? The DNA is me, you know, and you don't need to look on your right and on your left. You just keep going, and just the right audience is going to be with you no matter what.
Agreed. Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you. That was great.
I hope my words was helpful to somebody, because I'm still learning. Thank you.